All right, Janine. Awesome. Okay. So before we jump in, let me know the last module, weekly module you went to, so I know exactly where you are in the program.
The last module was the acceptance exercise for 30 minutes.
Great. So week three?
Yes, week three. Correct.
Awesome. Good. Okay. All right. Since you're on week three, there's one thing I like to do before we kind of jump into acceptance, because I'm really curious to hear how you're doing with acceptance. But I always like to go back to the diet for the mind and just check in and make sure that you're still spending time with your vision, you're still using your mental filter, and you're still feeding your mind either your microvision or things that feel good.
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Okay. And how much time are you spending with your vision? A couple times a day, maybe?
I am every morning when I wake
up.
I have it next to my like my makeup and everything, so I wrote it down.
Perfect.
And just read through it. I would probably say every other day while I'm driving, I do like to just kind of go through it. I do a lot of driving, so that I like to do that. It's every morning for sure, and then I would say probably like every other day I do it while I'm driving in the car.
Okay, so when you say you do it in the car, is it your vision, your broader vision, or your microvision you're doing?
My microvision.
Oh, okay. And then how much time are you spending with your bigger vision?
I haven't spent any more time than when I initially wrote it.
Okay.
The first week.
All right. So this is why I always check in on week three. Make sure you're spending time with that vision a couple times a day. And when I say spending time, I don't mean just reading through it, but actually connecting with it, because it's where you're going, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the value of the vision is it's not some airy-fairy thing in the future. It's something that's very actionable right now with your mental filter.
Okay.
So if you know where you're going, so say, for example, I'll just throw something out. If you're in your vision, you're happy and at peace, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're that person. Then you wouldn't be spending time watching news or minimal time watching news, right? So you would make that decision today. You don't wait for the vision. You start being the person now. So you would filter out news, you know, except for outlets that you trust and whatever. So that's how the vision and the filter are so connected. You become that person today, not in the future, when things happen. But right now, so the question I always say is ask yourself all throughout the day, is what I'm thinking, feeling, saying, and doing, is it in alignment with my vision?
Okay.
If it's not, filter it out. If it is, keep doing it. Do more of it.
Okay. That makes sense. So,
how
often, like, is that something I should do every day, my vision? Like, just print it out and just, Okay.
Yeah, print it out. Put it on your phone. When you're waiting for an appointment, you can pull it up and read through it and think about it and feel the feelings, you know, and you'll feel those feelings more the more you do this work. Because obviously, you know, you come in experiencing a lot of resistance and you're learning how to choose acceptance instead. So those feelings will expand. But, yeah, you want to do it a couple times a day.
Okay.
Just connect with it because it's where you're going. So it's really important. It also has to shift our attention to where we're going instead of where we are or where we've been, which is you can't do anything about. So the more we put our attention on where we're going, the better off we are. The faster we'll get there. Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
And then your microvision. So what is your microvision?
My microvision is I am happy and excited. My mind is clear. I am focused. I am fulfilled and grateful. I live in freedom, and my spiritual connection to God is more powerful than ever.
Beautiful. Rolled right off the tongue. Love it. Great job. Perfect. Good. All right. So I know somebody's been doing their microvision.
Yes.
Sure. That's great. Awesome job, Janine. Okay. So, just more time with the vision, and just making sure that you're always in alignment with it as much as possible.
Okay. Okay.
Perfect. Good. All right. So tell me how your week went with acceptance.
I think it went well, considering it's still a little bit new. I do a lot of it. When I'm driving, I find that's when my mind starts to pull on threads and things I have to do and this and that. And, you know, so I try to use that time while I'm driving to just start to my acceptance exercise, I guess. So it does feel like it's not, it's funny because, you know, we were talking about vibrations, or I had heard the module on vibrations, and I had just been paying attention on, I think it was Saturday, I had been paying attention to just my mental state, and I had been in a mental state of like disappointment all throughout like the day. And I just continued to accept it. And I guess it was just interesting to see how I didn't catch it in time. I hadn't been focusing in the morning, but in the afternoon I was like, wow, my whole day had been like a big disappointment because I hadn't taken the time to do the exercise and just start accepting. And, you know, and then once I started to do it, I just felt my day had shifted. Just how I felt a lot better. So I think great. I need to work a little bit more on figuring out what the feelings are, because sometimes there's so many. So that would be the only thing. I think I just need to figure out how to identify the feeling.
Perfect. Okay. Couple things on that, and then we'll go into practicing together.
Okay.
So identifying the feeling, well, first of all, you're learning, and I'm so glad you're learning early on in the process, that the commitment to being aware is critical. Because when you were aware and you accepted, you expanded acceptance. When you weren't aware, you expanded disappointment.
Correct.
Right. So remember, awareness is the act of listening. And we can't be reactively listening. We've got to be aggressively aware. We've got to be listening to our feelings and our thoughts consistently. We should know what our state of being, like I could, you know, call you at, you know, one moment in the day and be able to say to you, what's your state of being? And you would say, frustration. Perfect. All right. I'm going to call the next client. That's how it's got to be, because it's in the awareness that you have the ability to accept. If you're not aware, you don't accept. So nothing changes. So awareness is your power, because it gives you the conscious moment to make a new choice. If you're not conscious, you can't make a new choice. And the new choice is acceptance, right?
Yeah.
So identifying is just simply as you are, and this will get easier, trust me. As you are listening, you just identify the state of being that's creating the thought or feeling. But when I hear you say that there's so many at a time, I want to remind you that you can only experience one state of being at a time. Just like you can only say one thing at a time, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been able to say two things at once?
No. I think I tried, but it never
quite did it, right?
Yes.
Exactly, right? So and you can only have one feeling at a time. But when we're experiencing resistance, it all feels like it's right at the same moment, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a moment where there's a space between you and your thought and feeling. When you sit back with your awareness, you can listen to your thought or feeling. When you're not aware, you're in your thoughts and feelings. Can you feel the difference with that?
Yeah, it's basically you're living it instead of, you know, you're aware of it.
Instead of watching it, exactly.
Watching, exactly, yes.
It's kind of like when you're in a conversation. You're either in it or you're listening.
Yeah.
We need you to listen.
Okay.
Listen to the thoughts that are coming in. Listen to the feelings that are coming in. And all so that you can just identify the state of being that created them. Because you know what? The thoughts and feelings don't matter. They're an effect of a state of being that you're choosing. You just didn't know it.
Yeah.
And you just happen to be choosing unconsciously. So the opportunity is to take a step back and really commit to the awareness. You've got to be aggressively aware. It's not about your circumstances. It's not about your thoughts. It's not about your feelings. It's about your state of being, because that's what's creating all of that. It's the cause. If we want to change something, do we change the effect or the cause?
The effect, I guess.
No, you change the cause, because the cause is what creates the effect, right? So if you want a different effect, I should have said it that way. If you want a different effect, you've got to change the cause, right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, perfect. So the state of being is the cause. It's the thing that's creating feeling, thoughts, words, actions, and reality.
Mm-hmm.
All right? The only way to change your state of being is to be conscious and aware and choose acceptance.
Okay.
All right? So to your point, you know, sometimes it feels like it's a lot. We're going to slow it way down today when we practice together. And you're just going to listen for the first thought or feeling, identify the state of being, accept, and then go back and immediately listen for the next thought or feeling. That's your awareness.
Okay.
When it comes to identifying states of being, there are a couple of things that you can do. If you have no clue what your state of being is, first of all, you're always experiencing a state of being. If you weren't, you'd be dead. Because it's our experience.
Yeah.
So if you have no clue what your state of being is, which is quite possible, just accept you're experiencing confusion, because that's what you are experiencing, the state of being confusion. I don't know is a state of being of confusion, right?
Yeah.
Okay. If you kind of know what your state of being is, but you don't know how to label it, then you check in with how you're feeling. If you feel okay, then you would accept acceptance. If you don't feel okay, then you would accept resistance. Keep it simple. Oh. Don't get caught up in the wordsmithing. Just, if that happens, we want you to identify as much as you know the state of being, but don't get hung up on getting it right.
Okay. Yeah, I'm very technical, so I'm like, I need to figure it out. That's resistance, right?
I need to figure it out as a state of need.
Okay.
So if you find that you need to figure something out about yourself or about, that's just a state of being of need. I accept I'm experiencing need right now. It's okay.
Okay. I hadn't even realized that. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's the thing, you know, having an analytical mind and technical, you know, and having that experience, it's first of all, it's an experience you created. You can have the opposite experience. You can create the opposite experience. It's the one you've created. But here's the one catch with it. When you turn it on yourself and think of yourself as a problem to be solved, now you're in trouble. Because that's resistance. And if you're trying to fix a problem, you're just going to create more resistance, more problems to fix. You are not a problem to be solved. You are a creator creating your experience through your choice of state of being, period.
Okay.
All right. So your attention is on state of being. Perfect. Okay. All right. So did that help a little bit with the labeling? It'll take practice, but you're going to get much better with it.
Yeah. I think it was helpful to hear that I didn't have to have a label, because sometimes it's like I'm so stuck in what it is I'm feeling that I get so hung up on it and I can't, you know, get it out, you know.
Right.
To the surface. So.
Exactly. Perfect. All right. So. Let's practice so that I can make sure you have a really solid foundation. And then we'll talk a little bit about what it means to really accept your state of being, okay?
Okay.
So I think you practiced with Mike on week 2, right?
I did, yes.
Okay, perfect. So we're going to do the same thing. Just listen for the first thought or feeling. And again, when you feel like they're rushing in, remember there's only one at a time. So just grab one and then identify the state of being that created it. And then say out loud, I accept I'm experiencing blank right now. It's okay. And then immediately listen for the next thought or feeling. Now,
okay.
The thing I want you to do is I don't want you to start the phrase until you've actually identified the state of being. So I don't want to hear, I accept I'm experiencing resistance right now. It's okay. Because now you're seeking. You're not listening. You're looking for it. See,
okay.
So take a step back, slow it way down, just listen, grab the first thought or feeling, identify the state of being, accept, and go back and listen again, accept, go back and listen again, slow it way down, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. So whenever you're ready. And then if I stop you, it's just to add value.
Okay, okay. I accept I'm experiencing sadness right now, and that's okay. I accept I'm experiencing disappointment right now, and that's okay. I accept I'm experiencing worry right now, and that's okay. I accept I'm experiencing sadness right now, and that's okay. I accept I'm experiencing anxiety right now. And that's okay. I accept I'm experiencing loneliness right now. And that's okay. I accept I'm experiencing inadequacy right now, and that's okay. I accept I'm experiencing resentment right now, and that's okay. I accept I'm experiencing overwhelm right now, and that's okay.
All right, Jeanine. You did fantastic. And I know you're experiencing overwhelm and sadness and loneliness, and I'm not saying that's fantastic. What I'm saying is you did the acceptance very well. Did you notice by slowing it down, did that help, or was that pretty much what you've been doing?
No, I haven't been doing that. I haven't slowed it down. I think it just, I've been trying to figure it out so quickly, and I think I just kind of, you know, it's like a spiral. It spirals out of control. So, yeah, slowing down, I can hear it.
Yeah, and just be with it, you know, and then when you resist it, like sometimes we'll say, I accept I'm experiencing loneliness right now. It's okay, and the next thought is, no, it's not. Great, I accept I'm experiencing resistance right now. It's okay. So you just keep accepting. It doesn't matter what the thought is. It doesn't matter what the feeling is. It matters that you're choosing acceptance so the acceptance can create your thoughts and feelings moving forward. Does that make sense?
That makes sense, yes.
You're making a new choice, and it's in the consistency of the choice that things change. Right?
Got it. Okay.
So slowing it down really helps. Now, there'll be times when your mind might race, but you can always slow this way down. And keep in mind, your mind can only do one thing at a time. Your brain can only do one thing at a time. So when you use it to do acceptance, your thoughts will slow down. Right?
Okay. Yes.
But just be gentle and patient with yourself and consistent. And just remember, your job is not to figure it out. Your job is to accept your state of being.
Okay.
So now let's talk about how much you need to be doing this.
Okay.
As consistently as possible. So at this point, what percentage of the day do you think you're actually doing what you just did?
Not enough. I would say... Okay. I'd probably say 30 to 45 minutes every other day.
Okay. Yeah. So we want to get you to 60-70% of your day you're doing this.
Okay.
Now, except that you're experiencing overwhelm right now. It's okay. but here's the thing. If we do this for 30 minutes for the day, and the next 16 hours we're awake, we're unconsciously choosing resistance, can we expect anything to change?
No.
So this has got to be a very conscious effort, just like going to the gym. You don't go lift the weight, leave, and expect a muscle, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be consistent and diligent, and you've got to be aware. So here's the easiest way to really get that, up to that 60-70% of the day. How much time do you think you spend just in your head thinking throughout the day?
Ooh, all the time. All the time.
So what you want to do is, instead of just thinking, you want to accept through the thinking.
Okay.
Now, it's advantageous that you drive a lot. The only thing you should be doing is acceptance when you're driving.
Okay. It
should be the only thing. Literally, you can't do anything else. The things you're thinking about, can do nothing about. So instead, do the only thing that matters in the moment. Choose acceptance.
Okay.
But here's the thing. It doesn't start when you turn on the car. It starts as soon as you're aware you're awake. Because what do you start to do? What does your mind do when you wake up? Is it quiet?
You're aware. No, you start thinking of everything you have to do. And
exactly. So guess what we're doing? As soon as we wake up and we're thinking about everything we have to do, we're unconsciously choosing overwhelm.
Yeah.
And then we wonder why at the end of the day we're overwhelmed.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? So it starts then. As soon as you're aware you're awake, you listen, you accept. And you accept as you're getting in the shower, and you accept as you're getting dressed, and you accept as you're having breakfast, and you accept as you're walking out the door, and you accept as you're driving. But you also accept, are you a salesperson or a, what are you driving?
No, actually, I work in the construction trade.
Oh, cool.
Houses. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. So even when you're there and you're dealing with a supplier and a supply, something's late, I accept I'm experiencing frustration right now. It's okay. You've got to, this has got to be, like Mike says, always, this work, all of it in its entirety is the most important thing next to breathing, because it's the thing that changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no doubt you're committed. Trust me. So your job this week is to expand the amount of time you're accepting consciously.
Okay.
And be as consistent as possible with it. You've got to sit and do 30 minutes every morning so that you have that dedicated time uninterrupted, where you can just get better and better and better at it.
Okay.
So set an alarm and don't move until it goes off. And you'll experience frustration and discomfort and impatience.
Yes.
You're going to experience it all, but your job is, who cares? Just keep accepting.
Okay.
Just keep accepting. Okay. Just keep accepting. That's your job. So by the time that you get on my schedule for next week, week four, you're going to get on the phone, you're going to tell me I've been an acceptance machine, and this is what's different. Because if you really dive into this and commit and do it as much as possible, as consistently as possible, you will have things happen over the week. that you'll be able to talk to me about. If you don't, you won't.
Okay. Got
Simple as that, right? And then keep feeding your mind your microvision. And, you know, at those times you don't believe it, just accept your state of being. Accept resistance.
Okay.
You know? Yeah, right. It's not, and I don't feel that way right now. Great. I accept I'm experiencing resistance right now. It's okay.
Okay.
Again, your job is not to reconcile your thoughts and feelings. Your job is to choose the state of being acceptance that will change your thoughts and feelings and get them in alignment with what you want to think and feel.
Okay. Am I accepting acceptance too?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. The most important thing you need is you have to be honest about what you're currently experiencing. I want you to listen because it will change. You might be accepting loneliness, and the next thing you know, a thought pops in when you weren't alone, and you feel that happiness. Great, I accept I'm experiencing happiness right now. It's okay. But you don't grasp on to those states of being. They're just like resistance. They're just states of being.
Okay. Got it.
Will they expand? Of course, but your job is not to hold on to them. That's resistance. That's need.
Okay.
So I also want you to pay attention to need, state of being a need.
Okay.
I need to understand. I need to know. I need them to know. All those needs. I still experience a need right now. It's okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
So I have no doubt you're off to a great week. Stay diligent. Please reach out via Voxer if you have any questions. I don't want you getting stuck. And I really want to hear when you come to week 4 on our call next week how you're expanding acceptance. And, you might have questions about it, but you're starting to notice things. Don't look for them. They'll pop up. But pay it. Just do the work. You'll get the results.
Okay. Got it.
Any questions?
No, just I think I have to start doing it. I think I do it unconsciously sometimes, when I'm starting to feel things that are not pleasant, and I just start doing it. So I, maybe don't do it that little bit of the time, but so I just need to just be more conscious about doing it more. So.
Yeah, that's reactive acceptance. You want to be proactively accepting.
Okay. Got
it. Aggressively aware so you can accept as consistent as possible. Don't just wait for resistance to come in.
Okay. Got it.
The resistance is coming in because you're unconsciously choosing it, and then you notice it. That's what you don't want to do. Perfect.
Okay. Got it.
All right. Let me know if you have any questions. So good to work with you, and I look forward to our call next week.
Thank you so much. Have a good week. I'll talk to you next week.
You too. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.